Yes, indeed. Back here on Sports Talk, hour number two, as we're gearing up for Saints preseason game number two. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff tomorrow right here on WWL Saints Radio. Myself and Charlie Long will be bringing you First Take starting at 11 a.m. and then getting the countdown to kickoff with the Cajun Cannon joining us at 1 p.m. Deuce and Hoss with Jeff Nowak on the call, 3 o'clock, and then afterwards, the point after, till 9 p.m., where you can sound off on your thoughts of this matchup that we're going to see the Rams and Saints taking the field in SoFi Stadium. 10 hours of wall-to-wall coverage here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We know tomorrow, we won't be seeing Tyler Shuck at quarterback, but the question is, guys, who's going to be the first one out the gate for the black and gold? Will Spencer get another start, or has Zach Wilson kind of earned the right to get start number one here in game number two for the Saints? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we do know that you will not get Tyler Shuck tomorrow.
I can say that without a doubt
that Tyler won't go tomorrow. And I don't know, even with Zach and or Spencer, if it's whoever starts, that doesn't mean that they're guaranteed the number two spot at this juncture.
Right.
I still think it'll be an evaluation for them. I would not be surprised if Zach does start. But just because if he does, I don't think that means, oh, yeah, he's for sure overtaken.
It means it's a competition.
Yeah, I just think that you have a true competition. And if he doesn't start, I think that they still feel good about him, and they want those guys to continue to compete. I could see this thing going into even next week where it's like, hey, we like both of these guys, but we do know we have to make a decision, and they will make that decision at some point. But I'll say this. It's a lot more interesting than it was a month ago. I'll put it that way. When you talk about the backup quarterback position.
And, you know, Kellen Moore yesterday was asked, hey, can you announce who the starter is going to be? And he said no. He said they're going to have those conversations Thursday, Friday. And they probably know by now. They haven't announced it. But what that tells you, even if it is Spencer starting again, what that answer tells you is it's a conversation, which prior to the week one of the preseason, I don't think it was. I mean, Kellen didn't slow play anything. He said Spencer's the starter. So even just the indecision tells you that that situation has grown a lot closer to what is a legitimate QB2 battle, not unlike what we saw a couple years ago where Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener were competing for the backup job behind Derek Carr. You know, that was something that lasted all throughout the preseason. It was a major question. You know, they flipped starts. You know, even during the season, it was like, okay, wait, Jake Haener's the backup, but Derek goes down and suddenly Spencer's the starter. You know, it's interesting. But what I'll say for Zach, one way or the other, whether he's the starter or he's the backup, I think there's pressure on him to go out there and back up that performance, show that it wasn't just, hey, this is a one-time thing. You can go out week in, week out, you know, lead the offense, deliver big plays, connect with the receivers. Because it's not going to be one guy plays with the starters, one guy plays with the backups. It's going to be you're both out there with roughly the same supporting cast. Who looks better?
When you look at Zach, I mean, he's still a young guy, too, even though he's been in the league since, what was it, 2021, the second overall pick by the New York Jets. We know he's bounced around a little bit too, the Broncos, the Dolphins, and now with the Saints. So interested to see if he can capitalize on his opportunities here because we've seen a little bit still from Spencer Rattler, but I still feel like he's a guy obviously growing into that role as well.
No, I think he's growing into it. I mean, but Spencer, you know, I think you would be naive to say – neither one of those guys wanted to be a starter. I think all three of them want to be a starter in this league, but you have to look at the opportunity and what you have in front of you. So if I don't have an opportunity to be the immediate starter, I want to be the next guy that's in line that, hey, if something happens, I'm the guy that's going out there to be able to get my team points on the board or to manage a game, et cetera, whatever needs to be done. Because I think both, all three of them really, truly, at some point, they want to be the long-term starter somewhere. And so if you're not preparing yourself like that, then you're doing it all wrong. And, you know, that's just where I feel that they are. I think all three of them feel like that, hey, and if you're being honest, all three have been a starter mm-hmm. in the NFL. All three have been starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And I don't know if that's a bad thing. What you're looking for, if you're the Saints, you're looking for consistency.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for. You want those guys, when they're on the field, to not be the reason that you're not winning games. You want them to be the reason that you're winning games.
Yeah, and to your point, Steve, you know, they are all about the same age, right? Zach's been in the league for longer, but, you know, he's 27. Tyler's 26, going to be 27 during the season. Spencer's 25, going to be 26 during the season. Tyler Shuck and Zach Wilson were in the same recruiting class coming out of high school. That's kind of wild to think about, considering, you know, the amount of time Zach's been in the league. But, you know, he's not just this old dude who's just hanging around. Like, he's a player that you could still see develop. It's a weird situation, though, because if Zach Wilson gets another starting job, it will not be for the New Orleans Saints. So if he does have a, if it is a situation where Zach is playing head and shoulders above Spencer, it's probably not a multi-year situation. It's probably a one-year situation. But I do think that Zach feels very comfortable in his current situation. I think he likes where he's landed. I think he appreciates the setup the Saints have. And, you know, maybe there is a situation where they can get the best out of him that some other teams haven't been able to.
Was aggressive Spencer Rattler back at the practices out west, guys? Because I feel like we saw a lot of that in the Metairie training camp session. Then we got to game day against Jacksonville, and he didn't push the ball down the field like we had been seeing previously.
No, I think so. I mean, here's the one thing that you want to do. You can be aggressive, but you also want to manage the game. You want to be able to manage the game and take your shots when they're there. Trust my guys that they're going to make the plays for you. But here's where you have to understand and realize what's going on. I can throw and be aggressive two long passes, and if they are not complete, guess what we're faced with? Mm-hmm. Third and 10.
Right.
And guess what? If we don't convert, we're coming off the field. And so a lot of times you want, as a quarterback, to get in some rhythm. Well, getting in rhythm is normally short, quick passes underneath and letting my guy maybe break a tackle or two. And it's just understanding when to push the ball down the field and when to say, hey, I got a one-on-one. I want to trust my receiver in some of those situations. And you can truly do that. But the other part of it is, as well, up front, am I having the time to be able to get throws off down the field? And I don't think that he ever got comfortable, and that being Spencer, I don't think that he ever got comfortable to where he was comfortable enough to throw it downfield. He wanted to take some checks, stay out on the field, you know, let those drives kind of progress, and then maybe take some shots, and it never just really happened.
You can't go on the field like looking for a one-play drive or a two-play drive. Like, the longer you can extend drives, the more opportunities you have to catch a defense in a situation where you can hit them with a big play. And I think that's been the biggest difference for Spencer, is you haven't seen him be able to extend drives, right? It's been a lot of three and outs when he's been struggling. And I think that's the biggest thing I want to see for him tomorrow, whether he's the starter or not. I want to see those drives extend so you can get a first down or two. Then you're in that midfield range where you can get aggressive. And I just haven't seen – he just didn't get into those situations against the Jags. So, to me, that's the big part of it. Can you get those drive starters so that you can hit them with the drive finishers on top of it?
Looking forward to seeing more of this QB action tomorrow for sure for the Saints. We're going to take a break. When we get back, broadcaster Stan Verrett, I know he was out there at Saints camp with you guys. We'll be checking in with him on WWL Saints Radio. Keep it locked right here. We're going to come back with even more right after this. Welcome back into Sports Talk here on WWL Saints Radio, gearing up for preseason action tomorrow, 3 p.m. kickoff against the L.A. Rams. Helping us talk all things black and gold, Stan Verrett, NewOrleansSaints.com host, along with the Stan and Neil Show, joining us here. Stan, always appreciate the time, man. How you been doing?
Doing great. It was great to see the team out here in California. Got to see both practices, and I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow.
Stan, the guys out there out west with you, Deuce McAllister and Jeff Nowak, our sideline reporter, got to take in the practice as well. But curious, before I hand things over to them, what kind of stood out from you from this black and gold bunch in that joint workout against the Rams?
Well, there was a fight night in Oxnard with the Cowboys. Unfortunate to see that, and they had to deal with the fine and everything from that. There's a couple of ways to look at that one, where it's like, you know, you don't want to see the guys back down, but you also want to see them keep their heads. You know, I think the Cowboys are, you know, a little edgy, And so it was good to see that they didn't back down, but you want to keep it under control, you know, and get the work in that you need to get in and practice and not let the other stuff distract you. But against the Rams, I was just watching Teron Armstead with Nick Underhill, and he was talking about how well the offensive line did against a pretty good defensive front from the Rams, although Myles Garrett didn't practice and Aaron Donald's not suited up yet. But that's a good sign. The one thing that concerns me are the injuries that are starting to pile up a little bit. You got Quincy Riley and now Kamara on the shelf for a little while, Jordan Tyson, John Ridgeway left in a boot. And, you know, we had the Brian Brisee injury earlier. So, you know, this has been a real active stretch. If you go back to the practice against Jacksonville, the game against Jacksonville, and then the practice against the Cowboys, practice against the Rams, and now a game against the Rams tomorrow, that's a lot of activity in a very condensed period of time. So I'm hoping that they can come out of this game without any other serious injuries to key players, because, you know, it's getting to the point where it's a bit concerning now.
Stan, I want to ask you just your overall opinion after watching this team, you know, up close in those practices, and what are some of the things that you think that they still have to kind of improve on, do a little bit better? We know the injuries are a question and concern, but just some areas that you say, hey, they've got to get a little bit better at A and B.
You know, sometimes it's hard to tell when you don't have the personnel groupings that you're going to see during the regular season. That's always the caveat. Like, you know, there are guys in who may play, who may not play. There are guys in who are in due to injuries. So it's hard to tell from a full team perspective. So I try to look at individual players and kind of see things that I think that they need to do, and players who have opportunities that they can capitalize on. As a unit, I mean, I really like the offensive line. They have some really talented players, pretty much first and second rounders, who are really good as a unit. I think the addition of David Edwards is really going to help there. This quarterback battle between Zach Wilson and Spencer Rattler is going to be really important for both of those guys tomorrow, because, you know, from what I've heard on a day-to-day basis, Spencer Rattler was really letting it rip in practice and then looked a little tentative in the first preseason game. So those two guys, you know, are going to have to sort it out. Who's going to step up and claim that backup position? Zach Wilson had a pretty good performance last week against the Jaguars. So that's something I'll be watching very closely. With Jordan Tyson out, there's going to be some additional playing time for a receiver who may not have been on the active roster if Tyson were healthy. So who steps up and claims that? I like what I've seen from Trey Palmer. Chris Olave's been fantastic. I mean, we know that's a known commodity there. But, you know, Trey Palmer, Devon Vele, Barry and Brown – you know, these guys, I want to see who's going to step up and really develop the kind of chemistry that we see with Olave, with Tyler Shook. Who else can develop a feel for what they need to be in this offense? I'd like to see more from Oscar Delp at tight end in terms of production. He did have the touchdown last week, but I'd like to see him more involved. And then in the running backs, I mean, Ty Chandler has shown a burst that realistically in a running back, I'm trying to think the last time the Saints had his kind of speed in the backfield, because when he gets a crease, I mean, he can go. And we saw it on the kick return last week, and we saw it in some of these practices where he was able to get outside and really pick up some yardage. So he's another player who I'll be watching. And then on defense, you know, with Heldman and Price, they both had eye-popping performances last week. But was it a one-week thing, or are they guys who are going to claim spots on the active roster through their production? So those are some of the guys who who I really want to watch and see how they perform against a team that is the favorite to win the Super Bowl, that has everything in place. You know, how do they go out there and compete?
You know, Stan, this is Jeff, by the way. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us. I have the answer to your trivia question. C.J. Spiller, I think, would be the last running back the Saints had that was, like, elite, like, game-breaking type speed. Velus Jones last year was kind of that, but he never really played. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think the way I put it, I was on with Dave Cohen earlier today, and the way I put it was, like, there's going to be opportunities in the next 2 weeks where some guy breaks off, like, a 25, 30-yard run, and you're like, who's that guy? It's going to be Ty Chandler. Like, that's the answer to that question, because he's going to show up. Just like last week on the kick return, he's going to show up, and people are going to be like, whoa, like, that's a different type of speed for the running back position. My question for you, year two, Kellen Moore, I'm curious, what was your review of Kellen as a first-year head coach? And, you know, what are your expectations for kind of this coaching regime, you know, in year two with a lot of the same coaches, same offensive coordinator, same defensive coordinator? I feel like, you know, 6-10, year one is, you know, within the margin of error for what you could be satisfied with for a team that's coming off of four, now five missed playoff appearances. But what are your expectations for Kellen and the coaching staff in year two?
What I'd like to see is them continue to develop young players into contributors who will be on the roster for the foreseeable future. You know, figure out who those guys are and continue to develop them. And then, you know, I think last year at 6-10, you're right. Okay, first year coach, you went to a rookie quarterback midseason. Fine. I like the way they ended the season. You know, there's a lot of talk about, well, hey, maybe they should just try to position themselves for a better draft pick. But I think winning matters more than that. And I think some of the young guys to experience winning late in the season last year gave them some momentum going into this year. I think you want to see a team that you feel like is on the upswing again. You know, now the good fortune for the Saints is that the NFC South has looked like a very winnable division the last few years. I mean, it's there for the taking. So if they can get the kinds of contributions that they need from key players, they should be in the thick of the division race and try to get into the playoffs. I mean, some playoff experience this year for what is a team getting younger would be fantastic. But I think the key thing is to keep building positive momentum game by game as the season goes on. I mean, we saw that last year. They got better as the season went on. And so that's all you can hope for. And then, you know, health is always the X factor, because when you have, you know, a few elite players, I mean, look at the difference when Chase Young wasn't there early in the season to what happened when he got there. You know, if he stays healthy the full season, I mean, he could be in the defensive player of the year conversation. You have an elite player in Chris Olave. If he stays healthy, that's a big piece of the offense and with a go-to guy that you can depend on for a young quarterback. So I would just want to see, after this season is over, we look back and say, this is still a team on the upswing. This is a team that with another good draft, another good offseason, could be among the top contenders in the NFC. Now, if that happens earlier than expected, great. But you have to understand that there's a lot of young guys and, you know, year two of this coaching staff. But I think they're taking positive momentum in. And, you know, we're going to find out very quickly. Those road trips to Detroit and to Baltimore to start the season are a big challenge. You know, and so they've got to come out ready to play from week one.
Stan, obviously unfortunate news with the Saints and wide receiver Jordan Tyson right now. He's dealing with an injury, going to miss at least 2 months right now that we're expecting. But some of these other rookies on this squad in this draft class, has anybody kind of stood out to you that has piqued your interest that you want to see more of coming up?
I like Berrion Brown. I've seen him make some plays. I haven't been there to watch practice, but I keep up and watch, you know, all the video feeds from all the various outlets covering the team and the team itself. And I like a lot of what he's shown. I mean, the Jordan Tyson part of it is important because, I mean, first of all, I'm glad that it's only going to be a month of the regular season, that if that's going to happen, it happens now instead of, you know, in week one, and he misses a big chunk of the regular season. But it's a priority to get him back healthy and get him on the field, because I think with Chris Olave and Tyson and Devon Vellea, and if Berrion Brown and Trey Palmer contribute, you know, you got a mix of different receivers with different skill profiles that can give defenses headaches. So Berrion Brown, I think now with Tyson out, it creates more of an opportunity for him to be in the mix. And I like his speed and his playmaking ability as well. So he's one of the guys, you know, I'll be watching. And then, you know, we haven't talked much about Caden Ellis. I mean, I know he's not a rookie, but he's a newcomer on the defense, stepping into, you know, a position that's going to be really important, because DeMario Davis was always someone you could count on. You didn't have to worry about that position at all. You knew you were going to get elite level production there. And so, you know, Caden Ellis has shown he can be that type of player. And so they're going to need that from him. But, I just want to see the team go out and compete. I want to see these young players adjust to becoming key contributors to the team as they grow, and see the coaching staff continue to develop them. I mean, you know, like I said, the opportunity is there for the playoffs because of the division. And so if you start stacking some wins, you know, you look up, and then, you know, the NFC South, I mean, you could win it with 10 or 11 wins. So, you know, that may be a lot to ask for where the team is right now. But, you know, who knows? You know, maybe it happens sooner than expected.
Stan, but, I got to ask you. No, I'm sorry. Yep. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, I'm saying it's not like we're in the NFC West where you got the Seahawks and the 49ers, you know, to deal with.
Yeah, and I know just listening to maybe some of the Atlanta personnel and looking at some of what they've shown on television, they're still trying to figure out whether they have the quarterback situation figured out. And so it'll be intriguing from that standpoint. But I just wanted you to tell kind of the listeners some of what you're going on. We know that you have the podcast and the work that you will be doing for the Saints, and just tell some of our listeners where they can find, you know, the work that you do, where they can find that at.
Well, there's something coming down the pike that I can't really discuss right now.
No. But, correct. What you can discuss.
Well, you know, me and my former partner Neil Everett from SportsCenter, we do a podcast. We're going to start that back up once the regular season and NFL starts. We did 42 episodes last season, and we ended after the NBA Finals. And so we're gonna crank that up again once football gets started again, and then. You know, basketball wise, I've been doing NBA TV and, you know, some things like that. But there's, and then of course on Saints.com, we're going to be doing a preview podcast each week that will get fans ready for the game coming up, and provide a look at the entire NFL and the division from the Saints' perspective. You know, sort of like a big picture look. I mean, you guys are on the ground there in New Orleans every day, so I'm going to provide more of a big picture perspective about where the team fits into the overall NFL, what's going on in the division, what's going on around the league. So, I'm looking forward to providing that for Saints fans every week on Saints.com.
Definitely appreciate the time, Stan, as always. Can check you out. You, like you said, the Stan and Neil Show podcast. I'm sure you can check it out where everyone gets your podcast, right? Spotify and all that.
Yep. And if we talk this time next week, we'll have a lot more to talk about on that front.
No doubt about it. Stan, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us here on WWL Saints Radio as we get ready for game day tomorrow, man.
All right. Let's go, Saints. Who dat?
Thanks, Stan.
Stan Verrett, NewOrleansSaints.com host, along with the Stan and Neil Show, joining us here on WWL Saints Radio. Right now, we'll take a break, come back with more of Sports Talk. Keep it locked right here on WWL, folks. Folks, you need a new garage door? You can win one from WWL. Hurricane season can put every part of your home to the test, including your garage door. WWL and Ace Garage Door are giving you a chance to win the Hurricane Ready Garage Door giveaway with a brand new garage door, an installation that's worth up to $2,500. Enter to win right now at WWL.com/contest for your chance. Get your home ready before the next storm threatens with Ace Garage Door and WWL. Been talking a lot about the black and gold, getting ready for Saints preseason game number 2 tomorrow against the Rams. Joining the conversation now in our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, I'm going to check in with Jimmy and Gretna. I want to talk about Saints football. What you got for us today, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. Hey, real quick, you know, we all know we've taken some injuries. Obviously, there's never a good time for injuries, but I kind of feel like this is a really good chance for the young guys to get an opportunity. Looking back at the preseason game against the Jags, that kid Jaden Price kind of stood out. He made some big plays. He might be kind of like the guy who breaks through when the lights are on. That he's going to make the team, maybe as a practice squad guy or something along those lines. Tell me a little bit more about that. I looked into him a little more. He does also do some kicking and punt returning. He did that in college. But, yeah, like just taking it a step further, you know, seeing the wide receiver room now where Polk retired and Tyson's going to be out for a while. Two guys who are, you know, I mean, obviously Tyson's going to make the team, will be on the team, but Polk was probably going to be on the active roster. You know, these younger guys like a Lance and Palmer really do have a chance to step up. I want to get your take on that. And again, just asking you guys as far as the QB2 battle is concerned, you know, like, what do y'all see here? Who do you think ultimately will be the QB2 for week 1 behind Shuck? Will it be Rattler or will it be Wilson?
Thanks for sounding off, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy, you know, for me, Price makes this team. If he continues on doing what he has done up until this point, he's not going to be just practice squad. He'll be one of your 53-man guys that make this team. I mean, and so it's going to be up to him to continue to make plays. And so the other part of it is, you know, I don't know which quarterback steps up. I don't know which one. I don't know if it will be Wilson or Rattler that will ultimately win that job. I think the Saints, if you're being honest, they're actually pleased with both of those guys just from a progression standpoint. You would have figured that Rattler, since he's been in that offense a year longer, would kind of continue to separate, but that has not been the case. You know, that has not been the case. And so you do have a true competition there. And so I don't know if I have the answer to say, oh, yeah, this is who this guy is going to win it, you know, running away or clear. That's what they want to kind of continue to see. And when you talk about Lance and when you talk about Palmer and, you know, you talk about some of those young receivers, Berrien Brown still being one of those guys, you know, for the Saints, Bud Means still being one of those guys. And I can't completely just write off Ronnie Bell, who has been, you know, a part of the active roster, Kevin Austin Jr., who has been a part of the active roster. Those guys, they've been available, you know. They've been available, and so they're going to continue to make plays. They've gotten first-team reps. They've been a part of what you're doing. You want to see if those young guys can overtake them. That's basically where you are with that receivers core. So we will see how the reps continue to unfold, particularly not only in practice but in games. Trey Lance, I did it again, guys.
Another dollar in the swear jar.
Yep, I got another dollar in the swear jar. But when you talk about Bryce Lance, he didn't play last week against Jacksonville. This will be
– He was suited up, but he was dealing with an injury.
I'm going to knock on wood. Yeah. This will be his first time playing in an NFL game against the Rams. And so he was suited up, but he was dealing with from an injury standpoint. And to be honest – I don't know how much. I figure some of the starters will play. Now, when I say that, not your frontline guys. There's a couple guys that will have a pretty good role that certain packages, they would be considered a starter. But, you know, a guy like Vele may play a series. Mm. But I don't see him playing a quarter. And that may even be a stretch.
I'd be surprised if we see Vele. I really would. Just because of where you are in the wide receiver room. One thing I'll point out, you know, the Saints, you don't want – the injuries are obviously a negative. the silver lining, the half glass full take about the wide receiver injuries to Jordan Tyson, whoever else, and Mason Tipton is you have Mason Tipton on PUP. I would expect him to start the season on PUP. You have Jordan Tyson. He's hurt. I would expect him to start the season on injured reserve. So that creates a scenario where you could feasibly keep 8 wide receivers that can produce throughout the season while only having 6 on the active roster. And that, so like a Kevin Austin, Trey Palmer, you know, these guys down the line that would have, Bub Means, that would have been really having a hard time to crack that nut and make the roster because of the injuries, you have a lot more flexibility.
Well, I think you have some flexibility, but here's what you got to remember as well. Tyson has to make the initial before you can put him on.
No, that changed a few years ago.
Oh, they did change.
Yeah, you can have up to 2 players that you designate for IR before cutdowns. And it was for the exact reason you're talking about, so you don't have to cut someone and say, hey, hang around.
But can I bring him back after 4 games?
Yes, you can. You can do it twice. So a couple years ago, they did that with Kendre Miller.
It
saves teams from having to expose guys to waivers.
Correct.
Just to do that.
Well, if that's the case, then yeah, that changes a lot as far as at least for 2 positions or at least 2 players.
Right.
Saints fans, you can chime in with us as well. 504-260-1870 is the number on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text line. Right now, we're going to step away for a break. Coming back with more sports talk right after this on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk. You can sound off on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text line, 504-260-1870. Waiting for Saints preseason game number 2 tomorrow, a 3:00 kickoff against the LA Rams. There is some preseason action this evening. First up, it's the Jets and Steelers. That's going to be on the NFL Network, a 6:00 kickoff at 6:30 if you have ESPN Unlimited. I don't know how ESPN keeps getting away with all this stuff, but the streaming stuff, as you know, is ridiculous. The Panthers and Jaguars are on ESPN Unlimited at 6:30, and then at 8 p.m. tonight on the NFL Network, you've got the Packers and the Broncos. Curious, you guys, are you really interested in any other preseason action that isn't Saints football? If it's on TV, when I happen to be around, I'll throw it on and kind of tune in a bit. But even last night's action with Fernando Mendoza, I did not tune into it at all.
I mean, I'll watch it if it's on. You know, the final 4 minutes of any game is interesting because the players on the field definitely care. But I do feel like from a national perspective, I'm good. I can I have plenty of football in my life. That's how I feel. But it is engaging. It is important for the players on the field. So I don't want to take anything away from that.
Well, it's interesting?
Well, it's important. It's their job, but that doesn't mean I have to watch it.
There's a lot of jobs I don't take the time to watch.
Going to take a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back next hour, I'll be breaking down more of the black and gold, plus talk to former Saints Super Bowl champ safety Roman Harper joining us. He's also SEC Network analyst. Get into some Saints and maybe a little LSU Ole Miss talk as well. Interested to hear him chime off about that. Want to let you folks know Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine Street, casual American New York style pizzeria, dine-in or delivery. Just check it out. Pizza, salad, wings, all that. MagazinePizza.com. Coming back with more sports talk right after this on WWL.